beginnt der Karin Davin, Seth is bummed to see the Tzadik Aleph, beginning of Bez, you can tell his mother, when there was the Gemara Dosh, but Bez, when someone threshes with geese and with chickens, Lerbi Yisrael, who the ma, what's the halacha? Which is Lefarish, what you could explain, that the Mibay Yilai, B'dosh and B'daglein, we're talking about where, that they thresh with their feet, but they become faint, and not with their wings. Because the Inuchin and Lodish become faint, they can't really thresh with their wings. And the question is, if you just need all his power, so you have that with the legs. Maybe no, you have the regular being, you need to have hands and feet, well, like, and you don't have that. Because they in Doshman Kafein, because they can't thresh with their wings. That's one approach. Another approach you could say is, I feel the Doshman Kafein, even if they're threshing with their wings, maybe the question is, do you need to have literally like the Shur, which Shurim don't have wings, and therefore even if they'll use their front and back, but it's not the same meaning like their hands, like their forelegs. Then tell you something we can say, the management of the Pshitle, now it sounds like it's obvious that the Iyikri of the Barak of Kishar, that if it had hands and feet like an ox, the Eichel, that it would eat. And that if the Boishar Mamish wouldn't have to have literally an ox. And if that's the case, Yel Shar Shabbos Shabbos. Obviously he knows it because you learn Exer Shabbos from Shabbos, which includes all animals. And if that's the case, if Naminelev, so then bird should also be included, because none but probably like the Gemara says in Dachman Dalman Beis, the Shab and Shur, Behemachayba Oif, Lind Chasima, they all have the same halacha regarding muzzling. Imkin, that's the case, Maybe Boyle, so what's the question? Oif is included. There's something you could say is keeping the boy, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, since he requires Dumi the Shur to be similar to an ox. So the Boyle is asking, Dilma Oif ain't the Shab of the Shur, maybe birth not some of the Shur, Lind Chasima regarding muzzling. On the same dahas, the mission that we have over there is Ketanikam Dachli, Ketanikam over here. On Daphnun Dal, Dumi Beis would be like the Tanikam over here. But you're right, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like that. In like Tesmat, the beginning of the Gemara, Shabbat Mechabeich Meshkachas Law. How do you have a case of an ox when it's eating when it's attached? Which Pesach and Rashi explains. In other words, Aloy Abahim Enechay Lagia Belechol Migefen Shala Agola. He knows that it's carrying because Shabahim Olefne Agola, because the animal's in front of the wagon and it's behind, so it's going to be eating from something different. So there's an there that doesn't seem to be correct, Lari. So who gefen abatolish? That grapevine is detached, but not attached, and that's a more critical problem. Elacha perusha. Rather, the interpretation is like this: that ashar b'mechuber the ark when it's attached, heinu kishu dash b'mechuber when it's threshing when it's attached. Heichem mishkachas. How could you have sheichel oisin shabal and atzbon shudash that it should eat the stalks that it's threshing? When it's detached, it makes sense by the case of the shur, because you call it shasham, because all the detached grain that's there is chashuva kakud achas, considered like one bottle. Doesn't have to be even when it's literally threshing. But the question regarding when it's attached, each stalk is considered independent. My answer is b'sharcha. What does that mean? Piridish b'kitnias b'tvua. We're talking about with light beans or grain, shearucha, which is long, shiachalech, leisen shabalin, not so much rudash that it could eat from the stalks itself that it's actually threshing. It does not the words digmacha oisem maisach matara. But if it's doing an action, if it's middle doing work, then you would be biblically allowed to eat. So you see that oisem begeven zeh, oisem begeven ach. So he says, Tim, it's a wonder because menon lameda kachi. How do you know to infer this? The Mishnah is not understood at all because Leketani Ella, the only thing it says is Sha'ichel Mishum Hashem Zaveda. It eats because of, you know, it'll be a loss to the owner. But if not for that idea, it would not eat a filmahalach ka'isa ma'isadami, that even if you say when it's going from one road to the next, it's like you're doing an action. When it works in one grapevine, it cannot eat another great friend. How's Igmar proving that you could? The inference has been delayed, not been misleading from the fact that they wouldn't say in the mission of the words, Mishum Hashavas Aveda Amru Apoilam Eichlin, because of Shavas Aveda, the workers could eat, Shmabi and Kalem, Umal Umma, when they bring the vessel from one road to another road. The Hava Oisin Maisam, which that would be doing an action. Nabiyadin, from that we would know, the Philip Oisin Maisam, yeah, then you would know, even if it does an action, in Eichlin, Umne Hashavas Aveda, you can't eat only because of Shavas Aveda. Doesn't say that. Alavadim in the Nakad, from the fact that it says Malichasim Uman Uman, just going from one road to the next row. Sheinus and Ma'isa, that they're not doing an action. Mashma Salmi, the Ihab Avdi Ma'isa, had they been doing an action. Have Achim and the Reisa, that then they would be able to eat biblically, and that's what you would see that yet. Oyster begiven ze, oichel begiven nacher.